Okay, hello everyone. This is I here in the Red Rocks. So, 22 days of the energy. Have you guys been feeling it? Feeling the energy, eh? Okay, so what are we doing tonight of all things? Oh, we're doing, are you ready to tap into your storehouse of knowledge? And are you ready to be a clear and perfect channel for the power of joy? Yay! Jump up and down, clap your hands, do somersaults and cartwheels. Yeah, man. Okay, so we're going to have a really fun call today so we can all begin to embody more the power of the love vibration. So today we're going to journey into the soul body. Or what you might call your light body, although you have many, not just one. We've always got layers upon layers, dimensions within dimensions, never ending, 144,000. Whew, that's a lot. So let's take a deep breath on that, 144,000. Whew. Divine blueprints. What are they, divine blueprints? Well, think about like architecture. And how they do up a design for, let's just say, a home. And they have all their little instruments. And they create a design. So imagine that we did that before we came into this life. We architectured a design with the intent that we would stick with it. But what if we forgot we even did that? Let's take a deep breath. All right, so since the energy is already running, you want to get in a comfortable place, invite your pets to be a part of this, and invite your ancestors, your family members, your coworkers, those that are really close to you in this life. And anybody else you can think of. So we can make it a party. Party time. Comedy team obviously is here. And they don't want to miss these activations. They always seem to come in at the very beginning now. So you can invite your comedy team to come in and play with you today. Invite your inner child to receive very deeply the love joy vibration. So, as you remember, we did a lot of clearing and releasing in the first three classes, which this class is being built upon those, plus the 22 days, and it'll continue until you are done with this particular series, whenever that will be. Ooh, Akashic Records. What about the Akashic Records and your library of knowledge? And we will integrate more deeply your four lower bodies so that they become more in sync and not so discombobulated due to world events. Love these world events, huh? And by the way, as a footnote, I've been wanting to say this for a long time. So the weather changes, the severe, unexpected weather happenings around the world are largely due to humanity's suppressed emotions and thoughts and feelings. And the Earth is doing her best to keep it as calm as possible, but the severe weather patterns, quakes, storms, hail, flooding, droughts, too much snow, too much water, etc., are the result pretty much of where we're at and what we're emitting into the atmosphere through our auric field and our emotional body. So, if you live in Tornado Alley or if you live on the coast, that could be subject to some very interesting hurricanes and whatnot, high winds, quaking, perhaps. You can help to mitigate the severity of those by thinking good thoughts and holding the space of love for your environment and for the earth and for your community. So you don't have to be the effect of weather. You can actually help to change it, if you will. And that's the education that people need to know about. They need to know that their feelings and their thoughts affect the weather. And what does weather affect? What do they symbolize? So it's just something to contemplate. Okay, getting back on course here. Part four. Healing through joy. So your records, your Akashic records, is like a storehouse of all of your life experiences, all of the emotions that you have experienced where you gathered and garnered the wisdom from those experiences. It's all of the lessons that you have learned in all of your lifetimes relating to planet Earth. And let's just say that you've had 20,000 lifetimes here. Yeah, I guess you could say we're slow learners. But this is a very amazing planet to incarnate upon. And it is one of the most beautiful in all of creation. And it's going to get even more beautiful as we shift into the fifth, sixth dimensions. So speaking of this, so here's the food for thought. So you've heard, it's kind of like common metaphysical knowledge, that we're moving into the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension, and you got the thing about the new earth. So really imagine that really the beginning levels of new earth living starts on the sixth dimension, and that you're using the knowledge and wisdom of the fifth dimension to begin to live and play and work on the new earth at the sixth dimensional level. Fourth dimension is not too much elevated from this third dimension, first, second, third. Actually, I feel that it is a transition zone. And so, just want to contemplate that. That the fourth is a transition zone. The fifth is where you gather the wisdom. And the sixth is where you're going to be living. Now, by the way, I have heard, and this has been going on for 22 years, approximately. Originally, the plan was for the Earth, all of the Earth, humanity, to go through 7 days of complete blackness. We will call it darkness, where nothing would work. And it would be an opportunity not only to go through all of your fears, but to stay in a meditative state. And then it was realized that humanity couldn't do that. 7 days, they can't handle that. They would freak out, especially if they didn't have any warning. And then it was brought down to 3 days. Okay, so the latest rumor from the cosmos is that perhaps this year we would experience 3 hours of complete darkness, blackness, where nothing would work, no communications would work. It would be like everything stood still in a timeless space, and everything would be completely dark, black. So if this occurs, you are not to freak out. You are to go into meditation for 3 hours, and all of your remaining fears will surface, obviously. And there you two are to embrace this in a state of oneness, in a state of unconditional love and allowance. So 3 hours is not bad. So this may or may not happen this year, But that is the latest from the cosmos. So, if you get a sense that these 3 hours of darkness are approaching, you want to tell everybody you know not to freak out, that this is what's happening. It's part of the photon belt. See, back in around the mid-90s, they saw this astronomically, that there was this energy that was going to be in our orbit soon. And it's pure energy. This photon belt is pure energy coming from source. So I think they altered the plan to make it very, very gradual. That's why it's been so intense for 22 years, basically. And it really started about a few years after harmonic convergence in 1987. Actually, I was here in a workshop. That was pretty amazing weekend experience. So those of you that can relate to that, here we are now, 2017. And by the way, the earth changes and all that, there will be a lot of extreme happenings on the planet, so not to freak out. Stay detached. Be the voyager. Okay, it'll be very interesting. And send love to all those places that are going through disasters, if you will, and a lot of fighting and wars and whatnot. Just hold the space for them to come out of it in a very clean way with more consciousness and awareness. Okay. They had to insert that because I may not remember to say this again, at least for a while. Okay. Joy vibration, Akashic Records. All right. So you've also heard the thing about, oh, well, you can take this training to learn how to read your records, and or you can get an Akashic Records reading. Well, all that's fine. But really, each one of us is connected to our records all the time. And we do at night, of which most of us don't remember what we do at night. We do. We go and access our records. We help keep it clean and neat and orderly, like how you would keep your house nice and orderly and neat. And we bring back, when we wake up, we bring back information that we are needing for that day or that week or that month regarding your spiritual evolution. So you can do this more on a conscious level as you go to sleep at night, saying, I now choose to consciously be aware of what I'm doing with my records, how I'm working with my divine blueprint for this lifetime. Okay, and here's a little thought for your inner child. So bring your inner child up. Ask your little one to just open up to receive this knowledge. So everything that your little one, that part of you, needs for healing and to stay balanced and connected is all in the records. It's all in, it's part of your soul body. Your soul body really is, doesn't really have a form in a sense. I mean, on one level it does. But since you, the soul, the I Am Presence, are infinite and eternal and are formless and boundless and limitless, you don't really have a form unless you want to create one on the levels or dimensions that form is created. Okay, take a deep breath. So we really, in essence, we have everything that we need for this lifetime. We just have to be more conscious and awake. So part of the reason for this series is to help you to wake up even more to your destiny, to why you're here, how to get out of the predicament that you may be in. And again, humanity is facing all their fears, because the energy is bringing all that up for recognition and for acceptance. That's why it's really tough on a lot of people, because they don't realize this is what's happening. So it's not business as usual. It's like, whoa. So every month it's going to get more intense. And every time we have an eclipse event that really triggers the planet and everybody, to the next level. And like Yeshua said, there's always another step to take. All right, so you want to bring in your counsel. You were, how shall we say, a counsel was assigned to you before birth for this lifetime. And those masters agreed, okay, we're going to help Sally out here in this particular way with her spiritual pathway. So you do, you have guides that attempt to support you with your money stuff, your relationship stuff, your career, obviously, your self-esteem. And there are certain archangels whose job it is to help humanity with their spiritual growth. So you really aren't alone in this whole play. You have lots of help. So let's now detach from tribal consciousness and the chaos of the world and let go of everything that's been bothering you and all the stuff that you think you need to do after this call, all the things that you didn't get done. Just let all of that go so you can be really present. Just let go of everything and everybody, your to-do list, multitasking, let go of your kids, your parents, just let go of everybody and everything. And just focus on your breathing now and begin to consciously connect more deeply your mind and your heart so they're not so separate. You just do this with a knowing and with the power to choose. So I now choose to have a more unified connection between my heart and my mind. Or, to put it on a more esoteric level, the wisdom and the love, connecting, unifying more deeply the love and the wisdom. So that becomes compassion. Okay, make sure your spine's comfortable. All right, we're going to ground with the earth because it's very important. You are an electrical magnetic system. If your vibration and energy and consciousness and awareness, having a body, you need a grounding rod so you don't short circuit yourself. That's why we do the grounding thing. So whatever kind of way that you can align with the earth, do so now. And same thing with your crown chakra, with the heavenly realms. And then magnetically speaking, horizontally speaking, to align your heart center with all the heart centers of all of humanity and the earth. This is a horizontal focus. So we're going to invite all the guides to come here to help support you now. So envision a ring of light, if you will. And we're all connected through this ring of light. Circle of light, however you want to phrase it. Figure eight flow, doesn't matter. Feel the presence of your guardian angel, your counsel, your guides, your soul group, your home realm. So those of you that have been having a particularly difficult time being on the planet and having thoughts every now and then of why be on the planet, or it's really tough being on the planet, I would like to go home. Okay, you can go home if you've completed your mission. And if you believe that you still have things to do, then let's choose a different thought and belief, such as, I walk on the planet, I choose to walk on the planet in divine balance and harmony, 24/7. Now, if there's some people or groups that are giving you a hard time energetically, emotionally, So you can detach from all of that lower level stuff, if you will, and choose to see the light within them, i.e. their soul. So we always have a choice on how we want to perceive and believe the world to be. So is the world friendly, or is it sometimes like, oh, get me out of here, this is a mess? You choose. Energy follows thought. Thought follows belief. Okay. Now, if your inner child is having a hard time adjusting because of past memories of not being accepted, not fitting in, being neglected, being abused, whatever it is, you can tell your little kid that they can shift now that belief into one of, I am forever blessed and loved and supported in all ways and all times. So you have the power, dear ones, you have the power to make your reality the way that your soul desires it to be, not your ego, not your personality, not your mind. Okay, so set aside the ego for a moment. You can have your ego go to Hawaii. Everybody loves to go there. Go hang out on the beach. They like assignments. Your ego likes assignments. So that's an assignment now. Okay, go to paradise. Hang out for a while. Okay, and I'm hoping you remember that you're keeping a power journal of your thoughts, feelings, emotions, insights, realizations, your epiphanies, all of that good stuff. It can be very important as far as an integrator journal writing. Okay, let's take a deep breath. So you're going to let go of the body. Let go of your attachment to your body and whatever your body's going through. And imagine as if you are lifting awareness away from the body, from the first, second, third, fourth dimensional levels. You do that through your knowing. There's no how to. You just do it. Like the Nike commercial, just do it. Just lift your awareness off the body, as if you're beginning to float or fly into another realm of awareness, which we're going to call the oneness. So you can imagine, if you will, that you're floating through an arc of golden light into a feeling of spaciousness, stillness, depth, a feeling of somehow feeling connected with all of that which you cannot see clairvoyantly, but you can feel it. So moving into that feeling of connection with all of life, six-dimensional levels. You can tell your body everything's going to be okay. You're just going to relax and receive. Brain's going to be open to receiving. Heart's going to be open. So let's activate your still point behind your physical heart. Take a deep breath there. Activate the still point. So the body can begin to feel this oneness. And we're going to activate the sun chakra above your belly button. It is, shall we say, a new chakra point or power point for the body. This sun chakra aligns with the great central sun, source of all life on many levels in this galaxy, solar system, universe. So as you begin to receive the vibrations through your sun chakra, it's going to go into your solar plexus and begin to reorganize energetically, vibrationally, your matrix in your solar plexus. there is much healing that is ready to occur for humanity with the solar plexus. It can be the problem chakra point for many, many people. Now let the energy circulate to the base of your spine and your original 8 cells of creation as if it's beginning to recalibrate the positioning and the angles and the mathematics of your original 8 cells of creation into a space or a state of perfect harmony and balance for the physical body. Injuries and trauma and the resulting pain and confusion, inflammation, etc., can affect very deeply your original 8 cells of creation. So as you allow a divine alignment with your 8 cells, is going to affect all those places in your body where you have allowed trauma and the resulting pain and suffering, if you will, be it emotional, physical, psychological. You are allowing the body to reconstruct itself back to original divine blueprint. That is accessed in your Akashic records as an example. Your records can be kept in beautiful crystals and stones of this earth and not of this earth. They could also be envisioned as scrolls or books of knowledge. It's however your soul relates on this level. It can be seen as mathematics, sacred geometry, breathing deeply. Now, as you move more deeply into the sixth dimension, just notice what you are feeling with your awareness. Without any kind of judgment or questioning, okay, we're going to make it somewhat physical. So your awareness can really get this. So there's different levels to your records. And we can go to the first level, as an example, that relates to your physical incarnation. So take a deep breath as a soul and bring awareness as we activate the pineal pituitary thalamus. We are invoking the pillars of light and the different councils that are present. The Elohim of love. Nature spirits that represent joy. The inner earth kingdoms that represent divine wisdom. So now, on a more physical level, within your records, in the blueprint of your physical body, begin to access with awareness and the power of the breath to tap into your original matrix for your physical body. That's your health blueprint. That is your DNA makeup, your RNA makeup, your chromosomes, your genes. It relates to your telomeres, all of that stuff. The tachyons, subatomic level stuff. And as if by magic, magic in the true sense, you can begin to activate in your brain and in your heart center, in your sacred chamber within your heart, through your still point, to activate that divine blueprint once again for your physical body. Now, this blueprint originated in the very beginning of your incarnational process. So going back, so to speak, a long time. Now, what might be occurring are a whole bunch of past lives, your physical bodies in those past lives that are being affected as you activate this matrix. So as you activate it for your physical body, it's affecting all of your past lives and your future lives. And it's bringing forward all of those life lessons of those lifetimes. And the knowing if it was completed or not, those lifetimes. If you, as a presence, were satisfied with those lifetimes. Like mission complete or mission 75% complete. All right, gonna come back again, finish it up. Okay, many lifetimes. Now, you're doing this at the speed of light. So your mind can't track this, can't track what you're doing, and it's not supposed to. Okay, deep breath. Activating the power of the body to reconstruct itself in the now moment. Also, what's coming forward is those lifetimes where you gave your power away as a soul to your body, to where your awareness became the effect of what was happening in your physical body, health-wise, injury-wise, all of it, health-wise. And all those considerations that you had about those physical bodies that were carried over that affected this lifetime, self-image of the body, not perfect enough, not good enough, all of that. Your soul knows what to do now with these energies that are surfacing. Just stay in this space of acceptance, allowance, non-judgment, openness, gratitude and appreciation. Okay, deep breath. Okay, allow whatever is occurring to continue. We're going to shift to the emotional level now, all these lifetimes, as well as your current one. And what's going to come forth are the unexpressed feelings and emotions that you've had in this lifetime, early childhood, past lives, alternate lives, parallel lifetimes, future lifetimes, it's all connected. The inability or the perceived inability to stay emotionally balanced and grounded in those lifetimes, to where you allowed your emotions to overtake you, to where it became overwhelming. Too much. Stay connected with the joy vibration, the love joy vibration, your inherent vibrational signature and frequency. Joy. So whatever you are witnessing in your body, just stay connected with joy. There's nothing to do but just stay connected. Stay connected in the oneness. And begin to let that power build in your body. Okay, allow that to continue. We're going to shift to the next layer, and that's the psychological level. Regarding attitudes and thoughts and beliefs. So any belief, any thought, any attitude that does not produce joy, you want to let that arise and come to the surface. All thoughts and beliefs that do not produce this state of joyfulness and sense of connection and oneness and gratitude and blessings. Now, at this point, you can call forth the power of grace, this invisible force in the universe. Sometimes we call it perhaps the Holy Spirit, for lack of a better term. So you can invoke this Holy Spirit vibration, the Holy Ghost vibration, the Spirit vibration. Allow it to move through your records. Allow it to move completely through your soul body, your light bodies. And allow it to purify and cleanse all forms of self-judgment, which includes judgments towards others and or the earth. Allow any levels of anger and resentment to move forward. Bring the awareness of your I am into whatever you're feeling in your body. Pineal, pituitary, thalamus, limbic system, solar plexus, now allow whatever is occurring consciously and unconsciously regarding any sense of separation and conflict to move into a state of grace. into the blessing frequency. If you sense the light, breathe into and merge with, unify with the light. Same thing if you're feeling this feeling of overwhelming joy and love and appreciation and gratitude. Merge with that on a sensing level. If you are hearing the voice of the angelic choir, allow your auditory senses to merge with that. Allow your knowing to merge with the greater knowing that is within. I now choose to be a clear and perfect channel for the power of joy on all levels of consciousness relating to my physical incarnation on Gaia. All right, we're going to give you some moments of silence so that you can really tune in and receive in your own way. Nothing to do but receive and stay connected with your I am. Take a slow deep breath and begin now to naturally and effortlessly integrating your four lower bodies, your physical, etheric, your emotional, astral, your mental, lower mind, with your soul body. Much like how mechanics would tune up your car when it's not running correctly. It's like a tune-up. Or it's like when you bring your computer in when it's not working right. Defragmentation of your hard drive. Now, visually create a channel from your brain and the storage area in your brain to your Akashic records, your living library of knowledge. And do the same thing from your heart center, from your still point in your heart to your living library. And you're going to connect your Akashic records with your soul group, your particular soul group, to the heart center of your soul group, shall we say, to your Akashic records. And now align or allow an alignment between the Great Central Sun, the core of the Great Central Sun, and your Akashic records, which will include your pineal gland, your pituitary, and your thalamus, and your brain, and your still point. Now, are you going to refigure and recalibrate your grounding through the base of your spine and the soles of your feet with the core of the Earth Mother? And your crown chakra and all the chakras above your crown chakra, recalibrate it a bit to align more deeply and directly with the core of the Great Central Sun. With the angelic realms, with the ascended master realms, with your home realm. And there is a place within your records that relate to divine healing, what we call divine healing. And you're going to align that up with the palms of your hands to include your wrists as well. So now that the power, the healing power of Source can radiate more evenly and directly through your hand chakras to all those that you will physically touch. And you can apply this energy to your body as well. Now, as we begin to come back to the physical body, you're going to take this joyful vibration, this love-filled vibration, back to the physical plane. And you now have permission to begin to embody through your everyday physical expression and your emotional expression this power of joy, being a clear and perfect channel for the power of joy coming through your hands, coming through your voice, coming through your physical eyes, through your pineal gland, into your ears. Through your sun chakra and solar plexus, radiating this vibration, this frequency into the earth for nature and for all those elemental beings that are part of the Earth Mother. And envision symbolically, this joy energy moving through a figure eight flow into your past, into your future, into parallel possibilities. In the now moment, in your present incarnation here on Earth. Okay. Feel divine balance and harmony on all levels. Coming back physically to your body, take a slow, deep breath, a gentle stretching of your arms and your legs, elongating your spine, feeling more grounded and balanced within your hips, your pelvic girdle, as we say. Feeling more stable, feeling harmonized. Allow this feeling of stillness and connection and oneness now to move through your life in an effortless way into your relationships, into your business, your career, your healing practice, your mothering, your parenting, into your new projects, into your self-esteem, into your money flows, now, as you call back your ego from Hawaii, going to give permission to your ego self, whatever that means, to abide in this frequency of joy, to be uplifted through the power of love and grace and blessings. Give full permission to your inner child to receive all of the goodness that is there. Now, do your best to allow everything that may come up from this activation and from this online series in general, as it moves to the surface, give yourself permission to choose to bless and honor all emotional and psychological experiences, as well as physical happenings with your body. Give yourself permission to be reborn once again. To be transfigured into your next octave of expression in the sixth dimension. Knowing that you are always loved and supported by the greater universe. So feel the power of the Holy Spirit moving through your spine, allowing a realignment with your vertebrae in your spine, as well as your central channel and your right and left channel energetically in your spine. And as you come to, if you wish to give us some sharings on the Q&A webcast page, please do so, or send us an email or a Facebook post, knowing that your feedback is helping you to integrate this energetic experience. Remembering to complete your journal as a way of bringing completion to this online series in Divine Right Timing. So until next time, many blessings to you. Thank you for your attendance, your time, and your energy.